Makers. Many alternatives, the same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Hello and welcome to Peacemakers program on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today, of course, is our second presentation, or the third presentation this week. And we are moving always from one area to another across the country. And we will have today updates on the protection of civilians and peace activities in Unity State, or Unity Area for that matter. And at this time of the year, or this time of year, well, South Sudan experiences the so-called dry season. This season allows people more freedom to move, and pastoral communities will be moving with cattle to other areas. And for a long time, the dry seasons have witnessed an increase in violence in areas of cattle rustling, and also revenge attacks and other criminal activities. And agencies or partners that work for peace make extra efforts to reach stakeholders in different areas during this season. And as we will be moving to Unity State, we are waiting for our guests there to get settled and stay, I mean, get a quieter place, and so that we can start talking to him. And he says he can't get the audio, but we will try to help that matter so that he can get the audio from us. And we will get to you in a few seconds.
In the club,
it's your boyfriend.
Would you whine for me?
I'm in the club right now.
All the ladies in the club.
Sexy ladies, put your hands up.
Would you whine for me? Come on, baby, would you
whine for me?
Come on, baby. Girl, I wanna see you
whine for me.
Come on, in the club, would you
whine for me?
Come on, baby. I wanna do it so you
whine for me.
Come on, girl, you're rolling like a pro in the club. I can see the future and you are my lover. Girl, there's no need to go look no further, because I want you and only you under my cover. Ooh, I love it cause you're so sexy. The way you back the thing up on me. Break it all the way down to the floor. Bring it up, I can't take no more. Are you from an island, girl? The way you're winding it for me, girl. Like, whoa, you're bumping and grinding in the club like, whoa. I love to see you wind it in the club like, whoa. Oh, I just wanna love you long time like, whoa. My only mission is to make you mine like, whoa. You're the sexiest girl in this party. I'm so glad that I came to this party. I'm about to get wasted in this party. Guaranteed I'ma walk out with somebody.
Stop.
Shake it up now, drop it. Bounce. Bring it up while you're winding. I can tell you one sex, the way you flex it. Throw that ass at me, make me wanna catch it. Girl, I really wanna sex you. Let me show you what girls can do. Hit it from the back till you're screaming my name. Then I put you on top, now girl, I'm screaming your name. Turn your back over, then I go down low. Feel so good, you're yelling, girls, go, go, go. Come on, baby, would you
whine for me?
Girl, I wanna see you
whine for me.
In the club, would you
whine for me?
Come on, girl, I'ma do it so you
whine for me.
Take a shot, girl, it's a rap, girl. Fuck it up, girl, make us see you just whine for me.
Take
a shot, girl, it's a rap, girl.
Yeah,
fuck it up, girl, make us see you just whine for me.
Well, enough for man, we get when I get no grind like that. Wine, baby, love wine, cause you're fine like that. But the minute me tabunks, keep the time like that. In the spotlight, girl, you are shine like that. But I got to let you know that you's a baba bad one. Imagine me and you could have baba bad fun. Man, son, with the taking in, you're drinking from me. What's the feed me, girl, me a blaze and a bun on. I'm gonna give it to you, my love, the limit to you. A little time so we can correspond, and I'm gonna flip it for you anytime you give it to me. I just wanna give you all night long, boom bang. Shanda Paula, give you hardcore slam, boom bang. Me have to give you all night long, boom bang. Shanda Paula with the original plan, boom bang. Me have to give you all night long, girl.
Come on, baby, girl, crazy,
come
on. Girl, I wanna see you
whine
for me. In the club, would you
whine for me?
Come on, I wanna do it so you
whine for me.
Without letting it hanging, girl, I feel like a butcher. Just wanna chop you up and cut you. Got the whole place steaming like a hustler. With that beautiful skin, the color of mustard. Can't help but to bother you. Looking like my white BMW. Love you sitting on my rim. Matter of fact, gon' hop in. Now jumping.
the backseat and chill. Got some for your girl you can feel. Lay your body down in the 645. Let the soft leather caress you while I drill. I know you like it, I know you like it. Just ran into Divine with a shorty so fine, looking so excited. Now she thinks we all Casanova. That's when I put the legs on my shoulder and just ride her like a Range Rover. Like a dollar bill I had to unfold her. R. Kelly's top three in the shack. Sean Paul hit the back and never came back. You know we beat till the early morning. Daylight coming, now we want a little more of that.
Come on, baby, would you wine for me?
Come on.
Girl, I wanna see you wine for me.
Come on.
In the club, would you wine for me?
Come on.
All I wanna do is see you wine for me.
Come on.
Come on, baby, would you wine for me?
Come on.
Girl, I wanna see you wine for me.
Come on.
In the club, would you wine for me?
Come on.
All I wanna do is see you wine for me.
Come on.
It's your boyfriend.
Yes, and we have been able to resolve the technical problems that delayed the beginning of the show. Listeners, Radio Mirai, this is Peacemakers. On Radio Mirai, it's me, Gabriel Shadar, and today we are moving to updates on the protection of civilians and peace activities in the Unity State and Unity Area. With me online from Bentiu is Emmanuel Qualler, who is a Civil Affairs Officer. Welcome, Emmanuel, and sorry for the delay there.
Good morning, Gabriel.
Yes,
thank you very much.
I hope the new year has been treating you well there.
quite well.
Okay.
Good.
We have all been here, and of course, now as we concluded the last year, you must have concluded the year 2022 with some activities. What can you tell us about that?
The year 2022 was actually an enriching one for civil affairs in particular and on this community state in general. And in the year that just ended, we conducted a series of peace dialogues, especially in Southern Unity, which, you know, was plagued by some armed clashes between the months of February and April 2022. So before the year ended, there was relative peace, there was calm, and the end-of-year festivities, Christmas and New Year, was celebrated across the state in peace with no reported incidents.
That's good to hear. And of course, we just got the report that there is a good amount of water around the area of Bentiu, maybe other places, and with water apparently coming from the river. Any idea about this thing?
Yes. You know, since 2021, the end of 2021, Bentiu and mostly part of Unity State has been flooded by water, which is actually considered to be some sort of a natural disaster. And UNMISS and the population as well, we are coping with the situation. There are humanitarian agencies that are also assisting in building dikes, as well as UNMISS, the Pakistanese engineering. They are building dikes to contain this water and to preserve the limited land that the people are settling on, where the communities have been displaced to. But to be honest with you, it seems this water is going to be around for a very long time. So we are also putting in place ways and strategies on how to cope with this water over the coming years.
Mm-hmm. So, what is the government putting in, if you have any idea?
Actually, I may not have a sufficient idea, but from what I observe and from what I hear, the government is also doing a lot of work to also preserve that area. And, you know, the government has offered also some areas like in Lalop and some a big area of land for those who are affected, the communities are affected and displaced, to move there. Because the IDP camp in Bentiu and that of in Rup Corner might be overwhelmed and compromised. So there is a contingency plan where the government has offered a very big area of land and it has been made habitable for communities that are displaced by water to move there. Not only communities from Rup Corner, but even those from Rup Corner, Guit, Lair, Coach, all of these people are have access to this area. And the government also is also building dikes around Bentiu together with UNMISS. UNMISS might be doing a greater job, but the government also is putting in quite a recommendable and plausible effort in containing the situation.
Mm-hmm. And when you say the government has offered a place for people to move, it sounds it's going to be a huge operation, moving people with their things, even if they are very small properties, and moving from one place is even psychologically a huge problem.
Yes, actually, the area is called Roriak, and it's towards the oil, Unity oil field. And it is voluntary moving. The government is not putting pressure on people to move. Mm. So it is the communities that are affected and that feel that maybe the IDP side too is overcompromised and overwhelmed. They can be, they voluntarily move to that area. So the government has made it known that there is an area which is habitable, which is quite large. And I've been fortunate to visit the area, which is quite good. Mm. So communities are aware that this area exists. In case they're affected, they can move there. And some communities have already started moving there. And humanitarian agencies, too, are also moving towards that area to take care of the communities. Because normally they will have activities, they will have facilities that they will need there, like the wash and all of those, water sanitation, hygiene, construction of toilets, and maybe the tents and all of those things. So humanitarian, too, are also putting an eye towards that area to also set up these facilities that can help the community there.
Mm. Now, Emmanuel, when it comes to people moving from these areas and also decongesting the two IDP camps in Bentiu, I know there were efforts like these areas, these protection of civilian sites were already given to the government to take care of in terms of providing their security. But we also know that the agencies, including UNMISS, have been involved in one way or another in taking care of the people there. So in terms of the population in this, what is the approximate number at the moment?
Actually, the substantive section that can have more detailed information about the IDP or the IDP site, as it is called now, because, you know, it was POC site protection of civilian when it was under the mandate of UNMISS. But when it was handed to the government, it is no longer a POC site. It's not called an IDP camp. Mm. So those who are there are considered IDPs. And the substantive section that is actually doing a great job too in the protection of civilian activities and management of the camp is the PTR section, which is actually protection, transition, and reintegration section. They are doing quite some good activities there, coupled with other humanitarian agencies. I know that other UN agencies too have been carrying out activities there with to take care of the population there, and other non-UN agencies. So I think the population there is quite enormous. You know, back in when it was still a POC site, we could have about 180,000, but now it is slightly above 100. I can't give you an exact figure, but I'm sure it is above 100,000.
It is still huge. It's still huge. Is that a small town there? Now, apparently, also we recently received reports of continued displacement of civilians from the southern areas of Unity, especially in Panyajar. And sadly, some were reported to have died during their movement towards Lakes Estate. And we got these reports from the neighboring Lakes Estate. How have you been following these developments?
The situation in Panyinja is quite preoccupying. But I think that the movement from Panyinja to neighboring Lakes Estate has not been because of armed clashes. I must say that we have reports about this movement of people across the border, and it is actually in search of food. So it's an issue of food insecurity and also away from the floods. It's not about armed clashes. However, humanitarian agencies that are present in Ganyel, in Paninja, are also putting hands on deck to deal with this. I must say that for a while, as you must know, the county commissioner was not there for political reasons. He was in Juba, but he has returned. And with that return, with his return, we now hope that he will address this situation appropriately. And also in collaboration with the local authorities on the other side, the Lakes State, I think that they will be able to address this situation and address it.
The same situation also is being reported in Mayandit also, where some civilians have also moved to areas in Rumbek North. Are they still there, or they have started to move back during the dry season?
I think they're still there. And as I earlier said, these migration are not actually conflict-related. It is maybe flooding-related and also for food insecurity, as I said, in search for livelihood. Because Southern Unity is relatively stable after we conducted a series of peace dialogues there, and the local authorities have actually given feedback, as well as the communities, that the peace dialogues conducted in Southern Unity by UNMISS and CAD have actually yielded some fruit, and there is now movement of people freely between the three counties. So the movement between Mayandit and Coach, Mayandit and Lele and Coach and all that, and even to Rumbek, is actually a demonstration of peaceful movement of people in that area without fear of being attacked or any clashes. So their movement will be voluntary movement in search of livelihood.
Yeah. What has been taking place in the administrative area of Rumbek when it comes to civil affairs activities?
Rueng administrative area, civil affairs has been doing quite a number of activities too there. In the last couple of months, civil affairs has been monitoring the issue of cattle raised there, because as you know, Rueng administrative area, it borders the southern Kordofan state of Sudan, it borders Rukona of Unity State, and it also borders Mayom County of Unity State. So in Rueng administrative area, civil affairs is actually actively on the ground monitoring the issue of cattle raid. I think last week civil affairs was on the ground and met with the local authorities there, the Secretary General of Rueng Administrative Area, who indicated that it is relatively calm, and the Misereya Arab nomads are now coming back towards that area for grazing and at the borders. So we were informed to be alert that as they come back, it is usually this period that you have cattle raid. So we are monitoring that. We are monitoring that closely, and civil affairs also is planning to conduct a cattle migration conference in Rueng that will invite the Misereya nomads. It will also invite the cattle keepers of Rukona and those of Pariang and even those of Mayom, so that they can be able to learn best practices of cattle migration, cross-border migration, and also promote social cohesion and compensation and limited cattle rate that should occur.
Now, that was my next question, this preparation for the seasonal cattle migration. And I understand also there is a lot of groundwork that you need to do before you actually have that conference. And so who helps civil affairs in terms of authorities and in terms of other agencies in this? Who is helping civil affairs when it comes to preparations for the seasonal migration for the cattle?
I think the communities themselves, they are the ones who are primarily engaged in the seasonal migration of the cattle. Civil affairs always gets information from its sources on the ground to be updated on what is happening there. And also, civil affairs, we operate in collaboration with the local authorities of Rueng, and even the migration that we are talking about, we shall also involve the local authorities of Unity State, the Minister of Peace Building, and the Minister of Animal and Livestock. So state authorities are also involved, and we work in synergy to address these challenges.
Yeah, and from my experience with this show, the other areas like Northern Bahagadal, they have their own modalities or mechanisms or agreements, if I can say, like between the Dinka Malwal or Malwal Dinka, which there is a Gadamer Syria in Northern Bahagadal. And then we have the internal mechanisms that are working between Warab and Western Bahagadal state. So how does it look like in the areas of unity?
I think the examples that you have mentioned are quite good ones, and I must say these are best practices that can also be copied by other states and counties. And thank you for mentioning that, because that is also projected to be part of the conference. This conference is coming so that we can be able to discuss and also implement mechanisms that will be internal and external and cross-border, and also to share these best practices from other states like the one you just mentioned. So hopefully, I think that these things will be included so that we can be able to promote peaceful coexistence, as I said, protection of wildlife and forestation, which was also mentioned, and also harmful practices of forest fires, which destroy natural habitats in that area.
Yeah. And Emmanuel, as this is about protection of civilians, and this is also related somehow to political developments in the country, because people are pushing for peace and security. A few days ago, we had the graduation of the last group of the necessary integrated units or forces in Bentiu. How is the atmosphere among the peace partners after this graduation?
The graduation of the necessary unified forces took place in Bentiu on Saturday and was attended by a high delegation from Duba, including the security advisor to the president. And this graduation actually, from the demonstration and the massive attendance of the population, you could see that they have been longing for this graduation to take place. As you can see, the communities that were present and the community associations, traditional chiefs, faith-based groups. So the graduation, as I can say, is a crucial step and a good sign of the commitment to the implementation of peace agreement, and we hope that with the deployment of the newly graduated forces, it will be actually what the public has been longing for and desire. So the deployment is expected to mitigate intercommunal conflict in nearly every region of South Sudan, and not only in Unity State. So although the community lauded the graduation of the forces, they seem to remain pessimistic about the immediate deployment, given the slow implementation of the security mechanism of the peace agreement. So I think while the graduation in itself is a crucial step and a good sign of commitment to the implementation of peace, the deployment of these forces is far more important than what the public desires. So if these forces should be disciplined and adhere to the commitment and the promises they made, I think they will actually be a complementary force to maintain peace in Unity State.
Yeah, and in the same vein, if we can say that, as an analyst or commentators have been observing that in a situation of crisis and insecurity, you need a foot on the ground, and that means you need soldiers, you need police, and need that. And it seems there is an acute need for this thing to happen in all over the country, but also especially in a very strategic area like Unity State. What's your comment?
The graduation in itself was attended by the leadership of ONMIS, that is the FOFU, the head of the field office in the Bentiu field office. And I would like to underline here that in her speech, she encouraged and saluted the efforts of the government, of Unity State government, and also informed them that ONMIS is open to train these unified forces, because ONMIS is made up of police who have come from different countries, from different backgrounds, and they might have had the privilege of being well-equipped and well-trained. So ONMIS stands to also share this experience and knowledge and training with the newly graduated forces at no charge. So that is one of the reasons that I can say that It has already been done by the UN police on poll before, but now that the graduation has taken place, I think it now gives an avenue for a more organized and structured the enhancing and capacity building for the new graduated forces.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there is a good number of peacekeepers in the United States, and they have increased over the years from area to another, like the latest deployment that happened, bases that were created in the last 2 years and so forth. And this is likely to create a source of confidence with the civilians that they are, the mission is keen on their protection?
Yes. I think the increased number of peacekeepers that are deployed here is an indication of honest commitment to maintain peace in the United States. And it is very, very visible and observable with the work that they do, not only in civil affairs, but in other substantive sections and also in the TCCs. So the deployment of these people in unity state is actually to support the existing protective mechanisms that are happening, and also to support the government of unity state in maintaining peace and security across the counties of unity state. So I think it is a good indication, the work that they're doing and the people that are coming in to support South Sudan.
And as we come to the last minutes of the program, you might have, of course, some agenda items or your agenda for the next couple of weeks that you can share with us so that we can also follow.
Okay. Before I go to that, I would also like to inform you that in Southern Unity, there is relative peace, as I said, which is actually some of the dividends of the series of peace dialogues that civil affairs and UNMISS conducted in that area between Leah, Mayandit, and Coach counties. And of recent, the Coach County Commissioner is undertaking an exercise for the youths and the armed youths and community members to register their weapons. And we think that this is actually something good that can be copied too by other counties. When these weapons are identified and recognized, it will serve as a deterrent for those, for its owners, to commit crimes. So I think it is also a good initiative. What is projected for the coming year for civil affairs? We have quite a number of projects that we can do, that we are going to do. And in the months ahead, we have the RSRTF project that are taking place in Coach, the sensitization campaign that will be coming up on constitution making and elections. We also have a peace dialogue that we shall conduct in Mankin. And as I earlier said, we have the migration conference that is planned for Rue. These are all short-term projects. As time goes on, beyond February, I think we'll have other projects, and you shall be informed in the next project, in the next program with peacemakers.
Mm-hmm. And that is something I heard from you, that the commissioner has initiated or proposed a registration of weapons in the hands of civilians. And I know civil affairs must have been there. How was it welcomed by the people? Are they willing really to register their weapons?
I think it was the communities, they're happy about it. And they think they're registering the weapons. Civil affairs was in Mirmi, and we were informed that the activity, the exercise has already completed in Mirmi since November. And every county or every payam that has registered the weapons, they send a report to the county commissioner, who will be the one to publish a robust list, a holistic list at the end of this exercise. So that also is a good initiative by the county commissioner to limit the circulation of weapons and also to deter criminals from committing atrocious crimes.
And also there is all this old demand that this one should be reciprocated by protecting them against aggression from other areas if they register or if they hand in their weapons.
Yes, they're not handing in their weapons, they're just registering their weapons.
Okay.
Because this is not actually a GGR program, it's not a disarmament process. But actually, I can say that it serves, it sets a good precedence and a prerequisite for the disarmament process when and where, whenever it shall happen.
Okay. Thanks, Emmanuel. If you don't have any other thing on your agenda, we can say thank you for your update, and also apologies for the delays that happened for technical reasons. Any other thing you want to say, or we say a goodbye?
Nothing much, Gabriel. I just say goodbye and thank you for hosting us.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Kualar, Civil Affairs Officer in Unity area and Unity State is based in Bentiu, and he's been talking to me on the recent updates in Unity area when it comes to the protection of civilians and other peace activities in Unity. Thank you very much, and this is me, Gabriel Shadar, on Peacemakers on Radio Mariah.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Peacemakers. Many alternatives. The same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.